Hi, this is Rick Moranis. Well, my memories of Chum AM include just all those summers of listening to Chum Coming from the X, and that jingle that they kept running that would say, Chum Checks from the X. And when you finally went down to the X, you would see the Chum booth and how exciting it was to see those guys you'd hear all the time, like John Sprague and Davey Johnson and Mike Darrow and Bob McAdory. And these were names. These were like the Beatles of Toronto radio for us. We knew their names. We knew their voices. We knew their faces from the Chum charts. They were our heroes. They were our connection to rock and roll, which was so important to us in those years. And still is for many of us.
1050 Chum Forever.
Cause there's magic in my eyes.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh, yeah. If you think that I don't know about the tricks you play and never see you when you there's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile because of the wild. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles. Advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that says maybe, but you gotta stand trial because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles.
One of the most powerful bands in rock history, The Who. And who could have known that from their name? Everyone laughed when they called themselves The Who. But their music and what they did with that music. And I think the ultimate statement, though, was at Woodstock, the late 60s, when Pete Townshend made it clear to Abbie Hoffman that Woodstock was about the music, when he took his guitar and whacked him about the butt and knocked him right off the stage and said, none of that political stuff here. And my admiration for Peter and the Who has grown ever since then, Bob.
And, of course, they kept having these final reunion tours, or the last tour. And made a small fortune doing that. Anyway, these are the final hours of 1050 Chum. We got about an hour and a half to go until the launch of the Team 1050, all sports radio, something well overdue in this city. I can say that.
Just read your script.
I can say that. There are a lot of people that have been involved in making the last, I don't know, 6 or 8 weeks what they were, with the old shows that were aired every morning at 9 o'clock, with the reunions that we had that were running Sundays from 9 to 11 a.m. and p.m. with all the memories and the music and just all the things that have been going on this radio station leading up to the launch of the team. And I want to recognize the people who were involved in that in various areas. People like Warren Cosford, who worked here many years ago, worked for us in Windsor, who was kind of the quarterback and the guy who put it together. Yeah. And made it happen, and we appreciate him so much. I mean, here's a guy who didn't work here who came in to make this thing happen. Jeff Kirkwood, one of our producers who worked day and night to get all the production stuff done. Mike Ockhamore, one of the most talented writers you'll ever run into, who's also working with us today and helping out. Wade Taylor, another producer who just made sure that everything got ready that had to be there and on the wood and on the air. Eileen Newman, who's working with us, making the phone calls. She's a darling. She's a sweetheart. She's from our generation. She remembers me when I was on the air, and she thought I was good. Lister Doyle Wood in the newsroom, also part of the committee that put all of this together. And incidentally, she was the lady who arranged for our salmon sandwiches and cup of soup today.
Oh, the dine and dash, the choke and chew.
Yes. The Tony and Towers. We got it all. The guy who probably put in more hours over the last couple of months than anybody in the building was Zeke Debiak. Zeke is our chief producer, and he was the production quarterback, and nothing was too much, and in the true tradition of Zeke, he never said no.
Bob, we're getting such good comment about the last month and a half of 1050 Chum's days as an oldie station.
That we're going to bronze Zeke.
Well, we should bronze Zeke, but
we already have.
The effort that has gone into it could not be duplicated on a day-to-day basis.
That's right.
I mean, that is what I'm so impressed with, is the commitment, the people that would stay the long hours. I mean, no expense was spared, and I mean more in almost man and woman hours than necessarily cash hours, but it was a labor of love from the very beginning.
It has to be, because there's no overtime.
Yeah,
Brian Thomas, our news director, who put the 1050 Chum files together for the newscasts, and worked with Duff and me with all the media. And I'm going to mention the media somewhere between now and 3. Larry McGinnis, Gagman from the Chum FM Morning Show. Allison Lozier, promotions for the team, who worked with us. Dougie Thompson, who used to be my operator.
Mine too.
And yours too. So Dougie's a lot older than he looks. George Jones, who was the chief engineer on this radio station when we went 50,000 watts.
Yep.
And we got to remember George. And Brad Jones, who is the program director of 1050 Chum, is going to be the program director of 1050chum.com and also do some work for the team. And the quarterback of all of it, the guy who put it together, let it happen, let us on the air, is the VP GM, the vice president and general manager of 1050 Chum for another hour and a bit. And of Chum FM, and of the team, 1050, and I don't know, whatever else we can find,
isn't it?
For you. Brad Phillips.
Why, thank you.
And welcome to our little corner of the world today.
Brad, it's an honor.
What a job you and your people have done.
Well, and by the way, Warren's back in the room now. When we gave him his plug earlier on, he was wandering off somewhere, and he didn't hear us do the big salute to Warren.
Well, you snooze, you lose.
Unless he was listening on the monitors in the washroom.
You'll have to listen to the
tapes.
Yeah, it'll be on disc 4 of the CD.
Buy the CD set, Warren.
We did a 10-minute tribute, and Warren's off in the washroom. But we did give our due to Warren, and he did just a great job with our committee. And you know what? And thank you for mentioning all those people, because they are just an inspiration. The best people in the business. And these people just come to just make it perfect every day. And they've made this perfect, and they've worked so hard. And there's a bunch of people that aren't on that list, all of our people in our newsroom and our IT people and our new media people and our engineers. And there's just so many people that have worked so hard to get to this point. And
I think
to work
the
hard.
Truth is that everybody who works here contributed in some way or another to everything that led up to this.
Absolutely.
And this belongs to Duff and me, so leave.
Okay, well, that was short and sweet. If I can just put a little bit of a plug in for...
No, we weren't kidding, Brad.
Why? Okay, well, as long as the mic is still on, I'll put this plug in and I'll say this. 1050chum.com, as much fun as we're having on the air with all these fantastic memories and all these wonderful people, we have a real treat for everyone at 3 o'clock this afternoon, because if you punch in 1050chum.com on your computer, on the internet, pictures, memorabilia, all this wonderful stuff is all going to be there, and it's going to be there forever.
And these 5 hours just keep playing over and over again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Until everyone goes insane. No,
well, it truly doesn't go away, so we're not really saying goodbye in that sense.
In addition to all of those features on the website, yeah, we will also, and this is the thing that we are really excited about, is that all the great music, all the jingles, all the personalities, all the fun will continue on. And this is a first in Canada. A traditional radio station, a regular over-the-air radio station, is going to make its move to the internet at 1050chum.com. So it's not going away. It's going to be there. You have to listen to it in a different way, but we're going to be online, and we hope that people will check it out.
I'll bet they will.
And it takes it to the world, Brad. That's fabulous.
Yes.
This whole wonderful experience
around the
aura
world.
Of Chum around the world.
Around the world.
Yeah.
Brad
so.
Phillips, all the best.
Thank you for giving
two old farts the opera. You can say that word on the radio now. Howard Stern told me you can say that word on the radio now.
You can get away with pretty much anything now. And you know what? You've done a fantastic job.
Thank you very much for being here. Thank you for giving
us
the chance.
A real honor for us. Thank
Brad
you again.
Phillips, VP GM of 1050 Chum, Chum FM, the team, the newsroom, the copy department. And
1050 Chum. Brand new ring, doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do little things, then baby, I'll just lay me down right for 100 years. So my money, but don't leave me drowning in my tears.
it's Roger Abbott from Royal Canadian Air Force. And before I got into comedy, I worked in radio in Montreal, and we used to revere 1050 Chum as the gold standard for what a radio station should sound like. So I'd come up to Toronto for a weekend and just listen and listen and listen and make notes and tape stuff and then go back to Montreal and try and copy what Chum was doing on our station in Montreal. Never quite succeeded. We didn't have the budget, Chum did.
1050 Chum, yesterday. Oh, there's a crazy little shack beyond the tracks, and everybody calls it the Sugar Shack. Well, it's just a coffee house, and it's made out of wood. Espresso coffee tastes mighty good. That's not the reason why I gotta get back up to that Sugar Shack. Whoa, baby, to that Sugar Shack. There's this cute little girlie, she's a working there. A black leotard and her feet are bare. I'm gonna drink a lot of coffee, spend a little cash, make that girl love me when I put on some trash. You can understand why I've gotta get back up to that Sugar Shack. Whoa, baby, do that Sugar Shack. Yeah, honey, to that Sugar Shack. Oh, yes, to that Sugar Shack. And now that Sugar Shack queen is married to me, yeah. We just sit around and dream of those old memories. But one of these days I'm gonna lay down tracks in the direction of that Sugar Shack. Just me and her, yes, we're gonna go back to that Sugar Shack. Whoa, oh, to that Sugar Shack. Yeah, honey, to our Sugar Shack. Yeah, 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 our Sugar Shack.
Sugar Shack, Jimmy Gilmer, the Fireballs. Jimmy Gilmer was also involved with a couple of other Chum chart hits. Would you know what they would be, sir?
Not off the top of my head.
Well, he was one time with the Tourquets.
No kidding.
The Tourquet was one, and another instrument.
I don't know. Yeah. See, you don't even know.
No, I don't. It's not bad, though.
One. I remember that, and I remember
the
words.
I found my way
to
work this morning, didn't I?
Well, you did, actually, and you were here early, which shocked the hell out of me.
Well, that was a very, very exciting time, too.
It is. We have a lady on the phone who is the former wife of the former morning man who really set the tone and the pace for what this place was going to be. Al Belisca was the morning man, and Sheila Belisca is on the line. Sheila!
Hi, Bob.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing really well.
This is just fun. This is like good old days.
And we're having a ball doing it.
Oh, I know, and I'm having a fun time listening to it.
And one of the things we wanted to talk to you about, of course, was Al, who died. I didn't realize how young he was when he died. He was 40.
No, he was 39.
He was 39. That's even worse.
It was on his birthday.
Oh,
Sheila, it's Duff. I had no idea. I had no idea he was so young when he passed
on. Can I say something before we go on?
You can.
Can I thank Mr. and Mrs. Waters for their wonderful generosity and patience with Al over the years with our association with Chum?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Now, one of the things that I knew some of, but probably nobody else knows, is that Al Belisca quit Chum a lot of times.
Oh, many times.
Tell us some of the stories. Like, I remember Al was very upset because he had to go out and fill in potholes with tar.
That was a riot. He came home covered in tar, and I said, "Where have you been?" He said, "You never believe it, but I quit my job." I said, "You did what?" He said, "I quit. They made me fill potholes in the cities of Toronto." I said, "I thought you were a radio announcer." So that was one time. But when he had to do things he didn't like, and they weren't fun, he didn't want to... He didn't want to work. He liked to have fun times.
Now, when he did finally quit and somebody in this building said, "Okay, I accept your resignation," and he went to CKEY, do you remember what that was about, what it was for?
No, not really. That's, That's going a little bit too
That's a lot of years ago, I know. I know.
Yeah.
And I guess one of my favorite stories is when Al did quit and went to CKEY. On his first day at the job at CKEY, he pulled into the Chum parking lot.
Oh, yes.
And then realized what he had done.
His car knew where to go every morning. And of course, he didn't have to even open his eyes. He could just drive there without even having eyes open.
Well, he was a friend, certainly of mine. I don't know if you remember, but when Sandy and I bought our first home, Al came out and helped me do the landscaping.
Yes, he did.
And dug the holes, and we went and bought stuff, and he helped plant them and everything else.
Yeah.
Sheila, it's an absolute pleasure to have you as part of this, and thank you very much.
Oh, thanks, you're very calling. Welcome, Bob.
Okay.
And good luck with the new venture.
Thank you.
I know it's going to be a huge success.
From your mouth to God's ear, as they used to say. Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay.
And good luck.
Take care.
Thanks.
This is Bob Lane and Duff Roman, and you're listening to 1050 Chum, the final hour and 13 minutes.
And then close, isn't it?
Yeah. Wow. We've got a guy on the telephone who's of absolutely no relation to me, but when he heard me on the air, he stole my name, and I'm talking about Robbie Lane and the Disciples. Robbie, are you there?
I'm here. I've been here for 44 years.
on hold?
Are you in voicemail hell, Robbie?
Well, at times I am, yes, absolutely. I just have to say this. I've been listening to Chum forever, and the last couple or 3 weeks especially, you mentioned all the guys and girls that put all this sort of history together, and it's just been incredible to hear it all again, and totally enjoyable. And I've been listening to the station this morning nonstop since 6 o'clock because I wanted to see if Henny broke down. I don't think he did.
No, he didn't. You know why? He's got a job tomorrow on the team.
Now that's Henny for you, isn't
that's
it?
Right. Yeah, listen, you know, worry about what you worry. The whole 1050 Chum morning crew is going over to the team.
That is
and,
so good.
Nancy will be part of it, and Henny and Doug, and that's great news. So,
Robbie, you're still on active. You're out there still playing music and entertaining your fans. Is that right?
We play at least once a week, I've increased the size of the band. It's a 9-piece band now with a full horn section, and we're just having a great time. This is not what all of us do for a living. This is what we do for fun, and it's our hobby. It's just a whole lot of fun.
Robbie, in the early 60s, into the mid-60s, there was a terrific excitement about the Canadian music scene. What was that like, Robbie?
Well, I mean, it was just incredible. There were so many bands that were recording and coming up and playing all over the place, mainly Ontario, but some touring out west as well. George Oliver and Gangbuster, Mandel, actually, I guess it was then. And a whole lot of them, Richie Knight and the Midnights, Caesar, you name them. There were just a pile of them, and Ugly Ducklings, you could go on forever. But what was incredible was, what I found to be incredible, was that there was an actual industry, a Canadian music industry, created, and not in any small part, by 1050 Chum. Because, as you're well aware, there was no Canadian content ruling back in those days. Nobody had to play Canadian talent. You guys did. And you gave all of us a chance to get out there and let people hear what we were doing and build a career for us.
Robbie, we want to thank you for taking some time out with us today, because we've got a little treat. We don't often hear some of that great music from the Canadian side of the equation, and we've got exactly that today. So, Bob, I guess we're going to thank Robbie for coming on side today.
And we're going to play, Robbie, we're going to play your song that was my favorite, called Fannie Mae.
Oh, great. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Here we go. This is Fannie Mae, Robbie Lane and the Disciples. And back in 1964, this song was top 10, Bobo.
Well, I want somebody to tell me what's wrong with me. Yeah, I want somebody to tell me what's wrong with me. No, I ain't in trouble. Fannie Mae, baby, won't you please come home? Fannie Mae.
No, they don't make those hits like they used to make them hits.
Wow.
That was good stuff, right?
Yeah, you forget sometimes just how good these guys were. This is a fabulous blues song.
Absolutely. It truly is. Well, Bob and Duff are here doing our thing. We got an hour and 6.5 minutes until the Team 1050 gets underway. So we're feeling real at ease.
Yes.
And right across the hall in the new studios is the team. And they're about as uptight as you can get.
I know. It's wonderful, isn't it?
I wish them uptight. I really do.
We're just rolling along here. Boy, they're looking real friendly.
And I was really pleased that you stopped talking when Robbie started singing. That was really good how you did that. We have another chum chick on the telephone.
Bob McAdory talking about Chatter the Chum Chimp.
And what he did to you.
And the little incident that I had with him. But I also used to have other little incidents with Chatter.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about that, Lorna?
Yes, and he used to sort of, give you a little pinch occasionally on the derriere.
We never knew if that was Chatter or the trainer.
Well, that's what I was just beginning to think about the last while, whether it was Chatter or the trainer.
Do you?
But they were great times down there. And then, of course, the other things I used to do for Chum were great things. I used to be the mystery shopper.
Oh, yes.
So when they were promoting products for a certain company, and I would go out, and if I saw a person with it in their shopping cart, I'd pay for their groceries. That was trick. People just loved me.
Well,
and
Lorna.
The other one was when we did the special agent, and I drove a beautiful white Corvette, and I wore a black leather coat and a great big black floppy hat and sunglasses. And I'd go into different neighborhoods and knock on the door to see if they had this product in their home. And for every product they had, they used to get $10.50.
From Lorna Anderson.
Yes.
Lorna, thank you so much for being part of this.
Thanks, Lorna.
This is great. And all the best to you with the new
the team
there. Yeah. I'm going to miss it.
Well, we're going to miss you, too.
Thanks, Lorna.
Believe me, unless you want to come by, we can go and have lunch.
Oh, I just might do that.
Okay, Lorna Anderson.
Okay.
Thanks, Lorna.
Bye.
CHUM 1050 Toronto. Love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. Can't hear the love.
Mix, Charlie O'Brien, Chum DJ, from 1994 to 2001. And you're listening to 1050 Chum, The Last Show. Coming up this, the final hour of 1050 Chum on the AM dial. More special guests, more great stories, and what will be the very last song we play on 1050 Chum? Find out just before 3. Now, ladies and gentlemen, to guide 1050 Chum into radio history, hello, Bubbo. Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Lane and Duff Roman.
Bob Lane, Duff Roman. C-H-U-M, 1050 Toronto.
And now, the last hour of the last show with Bob and Duff and Chubby Checker.
Let's do that.
This is Mike Cooper. I worked at Chum, I believe, I'm not exactly sure, but I think it was 73 to 76, or it could have been 72. I'm not exactly sure. I was on my very first Chum chart in 1973. Now that was significant. One of my fondest memories, in fact, the memory, and I still have fans that call all the time wanting to know, was I the guy that went around and around and around on the Ferris wheel at the C&E back in 1975? And I tell them, yes, that was me. I still have the hemorrhoids to prove it. So I went around and around and around and around for 21 days at 10 hours and 10 minutes. And it's the first time in my life that I've actually volunteered for something. And it was really the most significant thing that I ever did. Because after that, people started to pay attention to this disc jockey from Hamilton.
She thinks that I love her.
That is a great song,
that
Bob.
Is one of the better ones that
oh,
they ever did.
Oh, yeah, that Waylon, Mama, Cass, and just a, one of the definitive Mamas and Papas songs.
Absolutely, absolutely. Speaking of definitive,
yes.
Duff Roman, we have a guy who was with us in the 70s, and in, what time is it now? It's 2:09, so in about 45, 50 minutes, is going to be the lead host on the new Team Canada Sport, National Sports Radio Network and Team 1050.
We are talking, of course, of the mighty
Jim Van Horn.
Yes. Well, I thought it was Dick Van Dyke.
Well, he's still using that name, but the minute it's available, right.
Yeah,
it is
we'll
yours.
Let you know.
Well,
yeah.
you guys say you're thrilled. I mean, to sit with two legends. I mean,
you know what? I said to somebody, I'm so pleased I was able to live to be a legend.
Bob, I told you this story once before. I used to listen to you every night in my bedroom. I'd turn off the light, and the last thing I'd heard before I went to bed was, "Hello, world, this is Bobo. Hello, Bobo, this is world." And it just, I mean, you were my mentor when I was a kid. You were my hero.
Now, you have friends, and you've developed a personal life since then, I would imagine.
Actually, no. I've lived in Bob's garage ever since I was 9 years old.
Every midnight, I say, Jimmy, for God's sakes, turn off the light. You know, and then I hear the rustling of a magazine and the flashlight.
But Jim is one of us. Jim is a chum jock. I mean,
yes.
the moment he sits down, it's sort of like being amongst your pals. He has this persona as Mr. Super Sports Guy, but we know your roots, Mr. Jim.
You never lose the chum stamp. Mm-hmm. I mean, for the 21 years after I left here, wherever I went, invariably in any city I went to, someone would always come up to me and say, "Jim Van Horn, I grew up listening to you."
Yeah.
And it made me feel so damn old. it's just never lose it. I mean,
I went into the washroom, and one of your team members is in there gently throwing up. And he said to me, he says, "I have to tell you something." And I thought he was going to tell me that he listened to me. And it's "My dad listened to you."
Oh,
and
I went,
"Do you want to throw up again?"
But, Jim, you've got to tell us about the excitement next door. This is an amazing transition. We're having the time of our lives. We're now in the final hour of Oldies 1050 Chum. And you, my friend, are part of the team that will be introducing a new kind of sports radio service.
Yeah, this has been in development for quite a while, and there's been a lot of meetings, a lot of talking, a lot of planning, a lot of scheduling, and everybody is now at the point where, let's just do this. I mean, enough is enough. Yeah. Let's get on the air, and everybody's really excited about it. Stephen Brunt is next door. He's gathering himself. He'll be my daily co-host, and everybody that's been associated with this endeavor has really put their hearts and soul into this, into the plan, and to go on the air at 3 o'clock with a first national sports show live across Canada is phenomenal. It's history making, and it's just wonderful to be part of it.
It's going
to
be great.
We're
for
glad
AM radio.
that it's you that's doing it.
As a
chum guy, tried and true, and all that. That's great.
I'm absolutely thrilled. I cannot. It's beyond words for me. I'm so excited about it. It's going to be terrific.
Well, do us a favor. Go next door and wish everybody that's in there all the best. Not only for the launch today, but forever.
And for everybody that ever listened to this radio station, gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Isn't it great to be a sports fan in Toronto right now?
Right now, yes.
Yeah, yes. I'll tell you. What a great time launch Toronto's sports radio station.
You guys are incredible. Thank you for 44 wonderful, wonderful years.
I'll tell you what I said earlier in the show, and I said it's about time because Toronto needs a sports radio station. Jim Van Horn, everybody!
You and 1050 Chum.